Hi, I'm Claudia, and you're listening to the Brain and Brand Show, where you'll hear science and inspiration from guests like neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice. Today I bring you a short episode with neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart, author of The Source and MIT Business School Lecturer. This conversation she and I had during lunch at a full-day workshop on the neuroscience of leadership, how to lead better by understanding your brain. We discuss how to position your brain to be more resilient, deal with unconscious biases, and overall, how to position your brain to function at the highest level. Dr. Swart is a regular on the show, and when you scroll back a few episodes, you'll hear a more comprehensive three-part series on getting the most out of your brain. I hope this short conversation gives your brain the quick boost you need. Enjoy Dr. Tara Swart. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm good. Very happy to be here, as always.
This conversation is advancing, and people are really starting to see that neuroscience and understanding how the brain works will help them lead. What are some of your findings in terms of being able to optimize brain power and lead at the highest level?
Well, I think the top line is that whereas about 20 years ago it was about, are you strategic, are you tactical? Now, the key thing that's going to give managers and leaders an advantage going forward is an understanding of the cognitive sciences. And this is everything from managing leadership stress and resilience, to understanding diversity of thinking and brain agility, to creating the conditions for success in an organization. And that means the organization that is your brain, your body, and the business that you work in, as well as innovating into the future, managing technology, things like that.
I've noticed here in this conversation that there are almost equal number of men and women. You found in your research that women and men can lead differently, but essentially at the end of the day, they have the same sort of brain capacity. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, male and female brains are way more similar than they are different. Just like 98% of men are taller than all women, but not all men are taller than all women. We have to take any gender-based studies based on that, but really in the workplace, there aren't any gender-based differences in the brain that actually make a difference to things like managing or leading.
But give us a couple simple tips of things that people can do to boost their brain power, whether they're a man or a woman.
Yeah, okay. So resting your brain sufficiently means getting 7 to 9 hours sleep per night for 98 to 99% of people. Fueling your brain adequately means eating regularly and trying to include as many brain-boosting foods as possible. The oily fish, the avocado, eggs, nuts, seeds, things like that. A really easy one is to just keep yourself hydrated, so drinking 0.5 liter of water for every 15 kilos of your body weight per day. That's usually 2 liters for a woman, 3 liters for a man. And then doing some form of exercise, particularly if you're in a sedentary job, but preferably kind of walking around all day or having a standing or treadmill desk. And then some sort of simplification regime to just make your morning a bit more of a routine that you can get through so that you conserve your brain power for work, and a mindfulness regime in your day. You just have to do 12 minutes. It can make a really big difference to how you regulate your emotions and suppress your biases.
Biases is a big thing, and being able to position yourself to be able to suppress them and to manage them is a big, big thing. Just talk a little bit more about positioning yourself to be able to deal with your unconscious biases.
Yeah, so the first thing you have to do is raise them from unconscious to conscious. You really need to know what your biases are so that you can compensate for them. And that might be by having a right-hand person who knows how to help you out if you might be making a decision based on a bias. Or it might be just by discussing it with a team of people. But mostly, you need to make sure that your own brain is rested, well-fed. I mean, always eat something before you're going to make a big decision. There are shocking statistics showing judges granting more parole after meal and break times and less parole 1.5 to 2 hours after eating.
Wow. Yeah. Your book, Neuroscience for Leadership, it's doing really well. Give us one reason why people should read this book.
Because if you understand how your brain works and you're essentially getting paid to use your brain, then you can get so much more out of it.
You can go to www.taraswart.com for more on her work, to get her book, The Source, and The Neuroscience for Leadership, as well as to hear her recent conversation with Dr. Deepak Chopra. Thanks so much for listening, and do share this episode with someone who could use a quick boost to their brain. Until next time.